Now, if someone is very funny, we might say he has a good sense of
humor.
Okay. And the red stuff that women sometimes put on there?
Rouge.
Okay. And is there a, can you think of a city that has that name word in it?
Baton Rouge.
Okay. And that's in the state of?
Louisiana.
Yeah. Okay. And what's a dude?
He's a city slicker. He's somebody that doesn't know his way around too much.
Okay. Okay. Somebody from the north, maybe from the back east?
Yeah, that doesn't know how to ride and rope and that type of thing.
Okay. And the place where people are buried?
Graveyard, cemetery.
Okay. Cemetery, okay. And the service that they have for them would be called a?
Memorial service.
Okay. Or funeral?
Funeral.
The thing that they would be buried in would be called a
coffin.
Okay. Do you ever call it a casket?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the family during that, does the family go through a time or a period of
mourning?
Yeah. Is that kind of a standard thing? I don't know if people do that much anymore.
They don't wear mourning clothes for a year like they used to or anything, but they do have a period of mourning. And they always have I don't know if you'd call it a reception exactly, but they always go like to the church or somewhere, and the neighbors all bring in food. In my case, I lost my husband and three brother-in-laws in 10 months, and three of the receptions were held at my house rather than
the
church, because it just didn't work out that the church was available.
Yes.
And so they came to the house.
Can you remember in town when you were little, was there a haunted house? A house that children were afraid to go around because they thought it was haunted?
They used to say the Hamel House was haunted. And I was afraid to go there. Huh. But I don't think it is.
Okay. And I was wondering we were talking a while ago about the air conditioning. The old guy downstairs below.
The devil?
Yeah. Were there other names that people would have called him?
Lucifer, Old Ned. My grandmother used to call him Old Ned. Demon.
Okay, that's good. Can you remember any local superstitions that people had in this area?
We have one superstition. They claim that there was an Indian maiden, and bucks from different tribes fought over her, and they killed each other. And she went up on this mountain and jumped off. And when she jumped off, lightning struck and knocked the cliffs out, and you can see her form.
Mm.
Now, I can't see it, but I have had hundreds of people tell me that it's there, plain as day, but I just can't see it. But it's a local legend.
Okay, that's real good. It's good to hear things like that,
mm-hmm.
that are kind of localized. Now, a couple of expressions on it. If on a day when you've worked really hard and you're tired, you might say to someone, you know, today I'm really
beat.
Okay. And if you're really disgusted, if you're really disgusted at someone, you might say, I'm really...
I'm ticked off.
Okay. How about if you were angry? Would you say the same thing?
I'm furious.
Okay. And what if, when you were little, if you were scared of that haunted house, you would say, I'm really, would you say scared to death or frightened? Or
scared to death. I wouldn't, scared to death.
Okay. And if all of a sudden you were with a group of people and all of a sudden you remembered a meeting you had and you had to leave quickly, what would you say? I've got a...
split.
Okay, I've got a split.
Or dash.
Okay. Now, around here on December 25th, people wish each other a...
Merry Christmas.
And a week later, they wish each other...
Happy New Year.
Okay. Now, the state above here is called...
Heaven.
I mean, the state.